Okay. Chairman Brad Holton, I'm going to bring the meeting to order. We've been in recess for about 8 minutes. Time is 3 o'clock. With that, we're in the middle of discussion.
Could I make one more comment?
Sure.
Commissioner Brooks, I might have a way out of your dilemma because I understand it. You're focused on Section A. It is used to produce field crops. I don't think that produce means having bales in the field. If you look just above that, the highlighted section says actively devoted to agriculture. And our evidence has shown that since our irrigation was restored, the ground has been actively used for the production, there's produce, the production of alfalfa through irrigation restoration, repeated field preparation, weed remediation, pump repairs, seed acquisition, preparation for planting, all of which is agricultural use, even though the first harvest has not yet occurred. If you focus on that word produce, then a new farm, a new apple orchard, a rehabilitated farm could never qualify. And I don't think that's what the legislature intended by the word produce.
Mr. Chairman, that goes to part of my comment of why I asked about if they had just came over here on the wagon. I understand what it takes, you know, the means of production to get it to a bale of hay. Unfortunately, we also have, precedent that we've already set as a county because we have others not like yourself that want to push this envelope and till the ground to make it look like they do something and throw a handful of seed out there and say they're actively producing a crop.
This isn't us because we have historically produced crops.
I understand that, sir. Well, and then, Mr. Chairman, I would just add, this is unfortunately for the protesting party, by the way that we historically do this, this is an exemption that could have been pulled a long time ago, and it just so happens that we do it when the property owner gets active again in trying to make it productive ground. It's just bad timing for that.
My concern is it sets precedents. If we agree to this, then we agree to basically 2.5 years of fallow ground. However you want to call fallow ground, I'll reword that. It changes it to the potential of close to 2 years production being tolerated by the county to be agriculturally exempt. And we are on this on land developers. We're on it on different people who speculate on property. And we treat them, we would be treating them different than you if I do this. If you would have invited the feedlot to come over to your ground and take that area up along beside their field. If I understand what you're doing, and it frustrates me that I'm stuck state code. Not only am I stuck with state code, I'm stuck with setting a precedence that I don't want to start. And I don't want a developer doing the same set aside on dirt. Nope. At this point in my discussion, I don't care who you are. I don't care your history. I'm looking at the parcel, and I'm looking at the use. And I can't take you in because I can't take them in. I have to look at the use. I have to look at the parcel. And if I do this to you, I have to do, now I have to open up over 2 years to anybody who speculates on property. And it's not a place that I can go. And this is the joy of being elected official times, because you get stuck into places that commonsensical, you could say this, this, and this, but procedural, where it sets the county up, it's a place I'm not comfortable with going. So, I understand your story. I think that if us three were 35, 45 years younger, you would have produced a crop the following spring when you had the water. But we aren't. We're where we're at, and we're doing life as best as we know how. And I hear your argument, but I'm uncomfortable to be in a position to grant the exemption, because it sets such a significant precedence for all of the other parcels that you can't imagine how many parcels there are that people are. What do you want? You know, they aren't prospecting. What is it called? Speculating on. They're speculating on. And these aren't just 8 acres here or 20 acres. These are 80s and above that. And so I opened Pandora's box on one of them. I opened it on all of them. And I'm not in a position to do that. Commissioner Brooks?
Are you ready for a motion, Mr. Chairman?
Before we make a motion, I would remind the protestant that they can take our decision and go to the State Tax Commission. And you can discuss with them, because it is their statute. It's all our statutes, but it is their statute that we get to live under. And so this isn't the end of the road for you. This is just the end for today. Okay? All right.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we uphold the assessor's valuation for protest numbers 26079, 26080, 26081, and 26082.
Okay. Motion's been made. I would second the motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you for being so level-headed and so calm. I really appreciate that. This is one of those sticky wicket ones that is a definite shade of gray. Okay. All right.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adjourn.
Does staff have any other business? We shut you guys off too early yesterday.
Nope.
Oh, learn my lesson. Okay. Got it this morning.
We will appeal, and so you won't have set the precedent.
There you go. Thank you. All right. Motion's been made. I'd second the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.